The Wisconsin State Senate Thursday night passed the so-called cable competition bill. An effort to heavily amend the controversial legislation was beaten back. The bill's author, State Senator Jeff Plaley.
This bill has gone through the Wisconsin process, and we're being asked to chuck it out and just sub in a bill from our neighbors to the south. How many of those hearings were you at? I wasn't at any of them. I don't even know if they held hearings.
The First Amendment offered mirrored legislation in place in Illinois. A lengthy debate saw senators offer more than 20 amendments to the controversial legislation. Among the Democrats who did not think the bill was very good or even needed, Plaley's fellow Democrat John Erpenbach of Middleton.
There's 16 small phone companies that offer video IP right now. There's 16 small phone companies doing exactly what AT&T wants to do. We don't need this legislation. We really, truly don't.
Oshkosh Republican Carol Ressler worried that the bill, as written, was not adequate.
No regulation, no ability to write rules, no statutory review. It being in the Department of Financial Institutions instead of the Wisconsin Public Service Commission, what sense does that make?
Plaley said television is not the sort of thing regulated by the State Public Service Commission.
Telephone dial tone, water, electricity. Those are things that are basic life needs. I know a lot of us may be addicted to television, but television is not a basic life need.
Several of the Democrats who voted to support the bill cited the need for good jobs. Here's Kenosha Democrat Robert Wirch.
800 positive contacts from constituents in favor of this bill, less than 10 against it. I always worry about politicians that say the public doesn't understand what's going on here. Maybe those same politicians aren't listening to the public.
In the end, the bill passed the Senate by a vote of 24-9. Adoption of some minor amendments sends the measure back to the Assembly, where it passed overwhelmingly. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.